Welcome to the Organist Encores. It's John Leeming here again with a great bag of goodies from my collection. We start with some bright and breezy playing from the 19-ranked Wurlitzer that was formerly in the Paramount Newcastle, but during the time it was spreading its lush voices from the Kitchen Brothers Motor Showroom in Diss in the early 1980s. George Welling is at the console with the third movement of Frederick Curson's In Malaga Suite, which takes the form of a cachuca, a lively Spanish dance. George Welling there, dancing the cachuca, bless me, on the Diss Wurlitzer. Now, believe it or not, there was a time when I used to go ice skating. That was in the day when every self-respecting ice rink had a Hammond organ, and it was a wonderful way to unwind after a busy day, gliding over the ice to delightful music. David Lowe is one of the finest craftsmen of the art of ice rink and ice dance playing, and here he is at the Streatham Ice Rink Hammond, together with a Korg synthesizer and a rhythm box, with William Davis's Toytown Trumpeters. Thank you. David Lowe at the original Streatham Ice Rink in the early 1980s. Fred Hartley was a light music composer of a number of nicely constructed novelty numbers, or often with a Scottish flavour. His Whiskey Galore has long been a favourite amongst theatre organists, but here's one that's less well known, Jack in the Box, and who better to interpret it for us than fellow Scotsman Gerald Shaw. Leicester Square Compton in the hands of Gerald Shaw with Jack in the Box, sometimes also known as Leapfrog. And now for a bit more leaping about, this time from Quentin MacLean in one of his more frivolous moods. Here he is at the Lawson Residence Wurlitzer in Canada back in 1962 with 12th Street Rag. Thank you. Quentin MacLean there, enjoying himself in Canada, sadly just a few months before he died. Let's soften the mood now with a very warm, gentle and thoughtful interpretation of an old Celtic folk song, The Water is Wide. And for that, we go back a couple of months to the COS Northern Convention and Mark Laughlin. Mark Laughlin at the Ossett Town Hall, Compton, with a few ranks of Christy Pipes thrown in for good measure. The Granada Clapham Junction Wurlitzer was an instrument with a huge wow factor, and it inspired many an organist to transform that theatre into a heaven on earth. And what more evidence for that do we need than when we hear Jackie Brown playing his heart out like this?
Thank you.
The song is You, Jackie Brown's moving signature tune, closing a memorable concert at the Granada Clapham Junction half a century ago. Well, that organ is now singing happily away in Geneva, and if you want to hear it in concert, Simon Gledhill will be there on the 11th of November. If you'd like more information about that event, just get in touch with us here at the programme. Time now to visit the USA for a couple of tracks. First to the Chicago Theatre, where George Wright made some of his finest recordings on that historic Wurlitzer. Here he is with Truckin'. Now, George Wright cuts some of his organ-playing teeth at the Paramount New York, and what an inspiring instrument that 36-ranked Wurlitzer must have been for him. We're going to hear not George, but Bill Floyd play this instrument now with a spine-tingling arrangement of Body and Soul. Thank you. Oh, those liquid tibias there. Theatre organ as it's meant to be. Bill Floyd in New York, shortly before that sad day when the Paramount closed in 1964. Well, we had a rag from Quentin MacLean earlier, so why not let's finish with another. This time from Eddie Ruier on Hammond, with goodness knows how many synthesizers, whistles, bangs and bells to add to the fun. Which rag? Of course, it has to be Tiger Rag. I think Eddie Ruier certainly found the tiger in that performance. Well, that's it from me for another month, and I hope you'll join me again at the end of November. Damon will be back next week with a programme you just won't want to miss. From me, though, it's bye for now.